The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We talk about nothing else in this country, so why not talk about the weather? People very concerned overnight. I was coming up from Wexford. I didn't know what to expect on the roads through Wicklow and so on. It was a bit of rain, please. A multi-hazard event. Now, in other parts of the country, they may not be so fortunate. We're going to get a news check from Alex Rowley, our News Talk reporter who's based in Wicklow. But Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, the most ubiquitous weatherman in the country. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are we doing, Ivan?
Good. What exactly happened overnight?
So, as you say, rain in East Coast and in South Coast as well, a lot of rain, especially in the southwest of the country. But where that did meet the colder air further inland, away from the East Coast and the South Coast, it did turn to sleet and to snow. So I have plenty of pictures on my social media. People look and you'll see some very deep snow. Farmers in Tipperary, Limerick, North Kerry, particularly those areas, were badly hit on, especially on high ground, but even on lower ground. Like, it's over your welly type of snow, you know, not the type of stuff you'd see too often in Wexford, Ivan, but it is deep snow there. But the problem really is, even in Carlow, Kilkenny and other areas, I'm here at the moment in Carlow, it's slush. You wouldn't call it snow, but it's not rain, it's slush. And there's more of that to come. So the orange warnings have been updated and they have been extended to 8 p.m. now from Munster and many parts of South Leinster, because as this rain pulls away, it will start to turn more to sleet and snow. And that might even include Wexford and some parts of Dublin.
So where is impassable in the country?
It's mainly Tipperary, Limerick and North Kerry. Some parts of high ground then in Kilkenny, Laois, Carlow, Wicklow Mountain. So, you know, some lower parts of Wicklow, Wicklow Town, etc. is very nothing there, but upperland areas there is. And as I say, the real issue is this slush. It's going to freeze tonight, Ivan. So, like, you know, anybody can probably manage with a small bit of snow, but when it turns to ice, that's when things get tricky. And unfortunately, that is going to be the biggest problem now for the next few days, because there's going to be no real thaw up until Friday. Temperatures getting down to -7, -8 by night. And where that lying snow is, the temperatures won't get above freezing by day.
Yeah, you see, I'm listening to you, right? And I'm looking as we speak at a weather app for Dublin and for Enniscorthy. And this notion of -10, in the same way that to a lot of people, you know, from Leitrim to elsewhere, there has been a little bit of exaggeration covering their ass in terms of how bad this is going to be, with a view to school closures tomorrow and all of that sort of general comedic element to this. But like, I mean, like, if you say there's going to be 10 centimetres of snow and it's going to be -10 and it doesn't happen, you can cry wolf too often. I mean, are we looking at everywhere being affected by this frost?
Everywhere we'll get frost, but not everywhere we'll get down to as low as -6 or -7 even. Because the IBC that you in Dublin and when in Wexford you're beside is still 11 degrees. And the problem is we had an easterly wind coming off of that. So that's the main reason why you had rain, and the milder air coming up with the low pressure system. But it is going to freeze everywhere across the country, really from later tonight, but especially Tuesday night and Wednesday night. But the coldest temperatures will be inland. And that's why, like, I've got messages from people all over the country, and in a line from Dublin to Galway and above it, people are asking what's all this about, and the same for people along the east and the south coast. You have to look at the forecast for your area, because the headlines that all the media will report is the lowest and the most extreme, but that's not everywhere. So you have to look at the area. And now also, unfortunately, Ivan, this county by county weather warning system is very vague. Because even in Carlow here, which is the second smallest county, the weather varies a lot across the county. And it's even more so when you go to the likes of Cork. I mean, there's people washed out of it in one part of Cork, and there's people in North Cork that are shoveling snow, you know. So yeah, it varies a lot.
Okay, one size does not fit all. Now, the next 5 days, obviously, for a lot of people, return to work tomorrow, and people need to make plans in every aspect of life. So, how long will this bad weather continue, and how bad might it get into Wednesday, that kind of midweek territory?
So there will be some more snow showers tomorrow, and some of them will be quite heavy, but they're more in the northwest and the west tomorrow. Now, some of them will make it further inland, but it's really going to be those cold temperatures and the ice that's going to be the biggest problem. And what I would say to people is, you know, while it might be fine where you are, if you're travelling a distance, you know, 30, 40, 50 kilometres commute tomorrow, you will come across different types of weather. So you'll want to check what it's like along the route and in your destination. And obviously schools, like I know one school already on the Carlow-Wicklow border has sent out a message to say they're closed because I was travelling near there this morning and it was very, very slushy. So it is going to vary a lot. And unfortunately, no thaw really, or even until Friday.
Okay, that's it.
No, very mild next weekend. It will get very mild next weekend.
Okay, but extended difficulties right up into Thursday and beyond. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, thank you as always for your soothsaying and your accuracy, and the work you put into it is tremendous. And by the way, Alan, is that second marriage of yours working out all right?
It is, Ivan. Thanks very much.
So far, so good. All right. A happy New Year to you. Well, now,
happy New Year.
We have our News Talk reporter, Alex Rowley. Tell us about this weather hoax, Alex.
Well, Ivan, you just had to come off the M11, and that's when you would have found snow, you see. So I don't know about the hoax, because there's 28,000 people without power. That's what the ESB are saying this morning. Some of them up around Wicklow, not far from me. Now, we've got power. I'm in a town here, but just up into the mountains, you'll find people without power, without internet. You'll find people not able to get out of their house because they don't have a 4x4. There was 5 flights cancelled to or from Dublin this morning. That was actually just because of impacts at UK airports and other airports. And they also had 4 diversions coming in. There was 2 diversions to Shannon as well. No cancellations there. One of those diversions was actually a Dublin's Kerry flight that was diverted in, and the airport down there says that they're thinking they're going to experience about 3 centimetres of snow later on as well. So they're asking all passengers, basically, if you're travelling to the airport today, look at the road conditions and look at the conditions of where you're going to be heading.
So just tell us a little bit about the UK. I saw Bristol Airport and others, as you alluded to there, a lot of people returning to the UK over this weekend, and you know, the reference to your destination as important as where you're leaving. What's the general advice to people about UK travel?
Well, the general advice is just what you said there, is basically just have a look at where you're heading to and what the airport is. I mean, each airport will update on their social media. I saw Liverpool Airport this morning were postponing their opening until 10:30. So they've had to open a bit later, and a lot of those kind of northern airports will have a similar thing in place. Your airline is probably your best bet, I'd say, Ivan. If you just contact your airline and see if the flight is running ahead of schedule, if it is, make your way to the airport, and if it's not, you know, yourself, other arrangements would be made as well. And it's not just airlines. I mean, a lot of bus services in the south of Ireland here have been impacted too. Bus Éireann have had to cancel a number of services between Cork and Kerry, between Cork and Limerick, Cork and Galway. So Bus Éireann, again, also advising passengers to check the website. But for everywhere else, you know, Irish Rail and all that, they seem to be running okay at the moment.
Okay. And in fairness, we need to say a word of praise to the local authority staff who have been ensuring that even where there is problematic on main roads, that they are well salted and gritted, in fairness. That would be the case, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even here in the town, like when I woke up this morning, there was, you know, a good few centimetres of snow on the ground. As Alan was saying there, it's turned to slush, but the gritters are out, the snow ploughs were out, they had them on the front of it, and they've cleared all the main routes. So as Alan was saying there, the likes of your, you know, your main towns, Wicklow Town, Arklow, and up into, you know, Offaly and Kildare and Meath, all those local authorities, whether there's been snow or not, if they haven't been out clearing snow, they've been gritting the roads and making sure that when it does freeze, that there is at least a bit of salt on the ground as well. But either way, motorists will have to take extreme caution for the remainder of the week.
All right, Alex Rowley, News Talk reporter based in Wicklow, the centre of the universe as far as he's concerned there.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.